Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I'm going to call it Snowmageddon PTSD. Okay? Any time now, if you were living in Atlanta in 2014 and went through Snowmageddon, which was the snow that we had here that backed up traffic so badly that people were spending the nights in their cars, they were getting out, they were walking down 285, everything was shut down because everybody got out of school and work at the same time, and it overwhelmed Atlanta.
It caused the most insane gridlock because I happened to be at a doctor's appointment, and luckily, the 30-minute drive, or like actually 20-minute drive from the doctor to home took me 4 hours, which wasn't bad, considering when we got to work the next morning, there were people sitting on 285 could see and did not move for the duration of the show, meaning they had been there from the day before, like literally, I mean, insane amount of hours in your car. We became the laughingstock of the country because there wasn't really any snow per se, but there was ice.
Yeah, until it happened to Charlotte the next week. And then we're like, hey! But now I know that if you live through that, and here it is 10 years ago, anytime you see a headline or anytime you're watching 11 Alive or whatever, and it's just that headline comes up, we might get snow. People start freaking out.
As they should.
All right.
I mean, I get it. As they should.
So here we are again. So we called up Chesley McNeil from 11 Alive just to make sure we're all going to be okay. Hey, Chesley. Good morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. And, okay. And we're all going to be okay.
Oh. Are we?
Oh, it's nice to hear.
All right.
That's what we want to hear, Chesley. That's what we want to hear, man.
Look, I got to tell you, when I was in Europe last week, and this came up as an alert for me saying that Atlanta might get 17 inches of snow. 17 was the initial headline. And I'm like, this can't be. No way.
No, it's been since like 93 since we've seen that much snow down here in one event, of course. And it's been a while since we've had snow at all. So I understand the PTSD and the thought of, oh, man, this is, you know, a little bit of anything would shut us down. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. Even after that event, we received a good 6, maybe 7 inches of snow, but it happened on a weekend.
Yeah.
So everybody was at home and everything was fine. So timing is everything. And this one sounds like, or seems like, it will be the good timing for us if there's any silver lining in it at all. It is a little bit more likely that we could see a wintry mix out of this particular system. What we're looking for is this area of low pressure hasn't even formed yet. It's going to be down in the Gulf. It's going to slide up south of us. And we already have the cold air in place, and it's going to provide some moisture. And as that moisture begins to move up, it could begin to mix with. So if we see rain, it could begin to mix with some freezing rain or sleet or maybe even some snow. Now, could be all snow if it starts to move a little bit further to the south. So the track of this system is going to be very key over the next couple of days as we begin to forecast this one out and see what's going to take place. Now, how much snow will you get, right, and where? All that becomes a little bit more, comes into key a little bit more once we get a little closer. So maybe by Wednesday night, Thursday morning, we'll get a little bit more of an idea of that. But it is likely that we will see a wintry mix. Now, when you talk about a mix, of course, that means lower totals because you're mixing with rain or you're mixing with something else. So that's lower totals. Will it be icy? Because if you think back again to Snowmageddon or whatever you call it, less than 2 inches shut us down. And so any type of slickness on the roads, whether it be something mixing with rain or not, could cause some problems for us. But again, timing is a key. So we're talking about Friday into Saturday. So maybe Friday afternoon, the timing right now looks to be Friday afternoon going into Saturday. Of course, well enough, warning to say, hey, leave work early or leave school early. And if people heed to that, I don't think we'll have the gridlock that we had the last time when you think about Snowmageddon. But I think we're going to be able to manage this one, but we'll know more as we get a little bit closer.
All right, Chesley, so My co-host here, Mo, has lived in Atlanta for years and years and years and never left Sandy Springs. So what areas would be more likely to see snow in these icy conditions than others? Are we talking about inside the perimeter? Are we talking about up north? What are you talking about?
We're talking about I-20 northward. So anything north of I-20, you're looking at that wintry mix. Now, again, it could be all snow, could be rain mixing with snow, or it could be freezing rain, which is really what we don't want. Anytime you're talking about ice, and it doesn't really matter what amount of ice, it's going to be treacherous for us. Weighing down power lines, you know, knocking power out, that kind of thing. Slickness on the roadways and sidewalks, that kind of thing. You really don't want that at all. So if I had my druthers, it would be either all rain or all snow, because we could handle snow as far as the traction goes. We've gotten a lot better since Snowmageddon as far as how to remove it, the chemicals that we put down. It was shortly after that that the governor came out with a task force that I was having to be on. And so we are a little bit better prepared, I think, for a winter event. But now we got to put it into practice. So ice is a totally different ball game. And that's something that we really don't want.
All right, Mo. So Chesley said north of I-20.
Yep.
Do you know where I-20 is?
Nope.
Yes.
That man told me nothing.
Cut the city in half, right? Just cut the city in half. Okay. The northern part, right? So the northern part of the city on the, you know, Sandy Springs, all that area, that would be more of your winter remix. South of I-20 would be the south half of the city. So if you think about where Turner Field was,
yep,
right, in the Turner Field. Okay, so they're south. That would be south of the city there.
My man.
That helps you out.
Yeah, that did help. I appreciate the breakdown.
Chesley, I had to call him out because I knew you said that, and I'm like, Mo has no idea what you're talking about.
So, Chesley, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being everybody run for your lives, and 1 being, hey, we're probably going to be hanging out at the pool, where should we be mentally here come the weekend and this snowy or
wintry
mix, right?
Right. I'm going to say a 5, and here's why. I think 5, because a 5 will say, okay, I need to be looking out. All right. But it's not a 7 where I need to hunker down.
All right.
Right. But 5, I need to be looking out. I need to be paying attention to the forecast. I need to be watching 11 Live. I need to be listening to the Bird Show to find out what is going on. Right. Starting on Thursday night. What's going on? What's happening here? What can I expect when I wake up in the morning? So likely at this particular point, I'd say clouds in the morning on Friday. And then that precipitation getting in here as we head toward the afternoon. Now, here's the caveat of that. Temperatures in the afternoon in the city around Turner Field, you know, around I-20. So temperatures will be above freezing. And so likely it'll come down as rain first, and then it'll start to begin to mix as those temperatures begin to drop. So that could happen like maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, certainly as we head toward the evening. The bulk of the precipitation, meaning the heaviest part of it, will likely come in here through the overnight. And so everybody's at home at that particular point. Snow's coming down or the freezing rain is coming down. Saturday morning, a lot of folks don't have to wake up and go to work. And so, and even if you did, because it came down through the overnight, you already had that warning. You already had that heat. So people were getting up late or things would open up later. So I think timing on this is going to be very, very key. That's why I'm saying a 5. I'll give it a 5. I think we're better prepared and I think we're better aware when we say, hey, frozen precipitation could be in the forecast. Folks are like, oh, wait. Is this 2013, 2014? What's going on? So we're a little bit better aware, I think.
Right.
So we'll handle it better.
Great. Yep. Chesley McNeil from 11 Alive. Hey, thank you. Every time we call you, you are always here for us. One of these days, we're just going to have you in here when it's not a panic situation.
Just to kick
that.
It.
I'd love that.
All right. Chesley, thanks for all your time.
All right, no problem, guys. Take care.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No